First Minister Peter Robinson met yesterday with Maria Cahill to discuss her claims Republicans were involved in a cover-up after she was sexually abused. Maria has said she was raped by a suspected IRA member and interrogated about it by the organisation in a kangaroo court. Mr Robinson said Maria Cahill had been incredibly courageous in waiving her right to anonymity. Let's just hear what Maria said ahead of that meeting.
I will be asking the First Minister today to put in place an emergency response or to make available counselling for those victims who are contacting me in absolute turmoil. They need to be listened to, they need to be believed, but more importantly, they need help.
Well, Jennifer McCann from Sinn Féin is with us this morning. Jennifer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, victims need to be believed, don't they? And they need to be listened to. What's Sinn Féin going to do about this?
Well, I think that when you look at yesterday, the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, actually put a statement out. First of all, appealing for anyone who was a victim of abuse to come forward. He also acknowledged that those victims of abuse have been failed in the past and that basically that now that the support structures are in place, and even if them support structures aren't in place, that they should be in place, and certainly to open that conversation up. We've already opened that conversation up with other people involved in the Historical Institutional Abuse Inquiry. And, you know, we are trying to ensure that those support systems are in place for everyone.
Is there much difference between how the Republican movement closed down on victims of sexual abuse and how the Catholic Church were accused of doing so? Is there much difference at all?
Well, I think there is a difference. If you're asking me in terms of the recent case of Maria Cahill, I think that really, you know, that there was no cover-up whatsoever in that case. And I think that basically that even myself, when Maria approached me in 2005...
Was that the first time you became aware of the allegations?
Yes. 2005, Maria told me.
She would dispute that, wouldn't she?
Well, I don't know if she would or not, but that was the first time I was made aware of it, when she told me herself in 2005, when she came to work in the community forum.
And what did you do?
Well, when she came to work in the community forum and she disclosed that she had been a victim of rape and sexual abuse, first of all, I spent some time talking with her on the issue. I also advised her to seek counselling because it was very clear to me she was very traumatised and she was very upset. And I also spoke to a family member about Maria's emotional health and well-being because I was really concerned about her. And at one stage, I actually brought Maria home to stay at my house. I took my young child out of her bed to let Maria sleep there that night because I didn't want to leave her on her own in the house, on her own house on her own. So, I mean, I tried my best to support her as much as I could through that time. And, you know, I mean, that was as much because, as I said, I mean, she told me this. She was an adult when she disclosed this to me. And me, I actually had some counselling experience in the past. So I actually knew, looking at her, that she was in a very vulnerable state.
Did you know, did you discuss with Maria how she was forced to face the person who she alleged had raped her?
Maria actually talked to me more about the actual trauma of the sexual abuse. She talked to me about that in detail at one stage. And I was basically horrified when I heard about what she had went through. I have to say that and subsequently from the programme has went out, you know, I myself am deeply hurt that Maria has said that no one helped her, no one supported her. I know for a fact, you know, I've spoken to Republicans over this past week, and I know that there are other people who are very, very hurt and offended because they did their best to try and help me. And I'm not saying that was enough. I know people, I've talked to other people that have went through similar experiences. I know the trauma of it and everything else, but, you know, I mean, people did try their best to help her through that. And I think, you know, that to say that people just try to cover it up, I think is totally unfounded.
Are you embarrassed at all to align yourself with a Republican movement which required victims to sit in front and nearly justify themselves to their alleged perpetrator?
Well, Stephen,
are you embarrassed?
Well, Stephen, can I say, see if that happened, that was totally, totally wrong. But I just wanted to say, you know, the reality was at the time, and even up until recently...
Are you doubting Maria's account of it?
I mean, what I'm saying is I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there. And all I'm saying is that until devolution of policing and justice, there was no confidence in policing among our local community. And I know that people did look to the IRA, for instance, you know, to deal with crime, all sorts of crime. And unfortunately, some of that crime included sexual abuse. And people weren't equipped to deal with it. So, you know,
But it was Sinn Féin, Jennifer, who criticised the Catholic Church for covering up sexual abuse, wasn't it? It was Sinn Féin, among others, but it was Sinn Féin who criticised the Catholic Church for not bringing cases of sexual abuse to the authorities, wasn't it?
Yes, and can I say, Stephen...
So how is there not hypocrisy here?
But Stephen, just let me say this, right? There's one in every four people have been abused in this way right across society, right? So this is endemic in society across all institutions, across individuals, families, communities. So, I mean, this abuse is happening there everywhere. Now, can I say, we do have to acknowledge, and I would acknowledge, that victims of that abuse have been failed by everyone in the past. And I think now that we're only starting to sort of deal with that.
Yeah, but let's not talk about everyone, because let's talk about the Republican movement. Was it not disgraceful that the Republican movement tried to protect itself, its own reputation, rather than doing right by victims? Is that not a matter of deep, profound regret?
Well, I think, Stephen, what you're saying is right. And I don't believe there was any cover-up. I don't believe there was any cover-up.
You don't believe there was a cover-up?
No, I don't believe there was a cover-up. I don't believe that Republicans covered up in this case. Sinn Féin certainly didn't cover up in this case. I have been speaking to Republicans who have said to me they tried their best to help Maria in any way they could. And can I just say that there were people who dealt with things who hadn't the expertise and the knowledge and the skills to deal. They shouldn't have been dealing with it. It was wrong. And if it happened in the way Maria said it happened, it was totally wrong. And I have to say, there is no excuse for that.
Are you aware of other allegations about other Republicans?
Well, Stephen, I'm an MLA. I wasn't an MLA back in 2005, but I'm an MLA now. And, you know, I get all sorts of people coming into my office with different elements of complaints. And I have dealt with complaints of historical institutional abuse, but I've also dealt with other historical abuse cases. And as I said before, it isn't just Republicans that are perpetrators in this. This vile crime, there's one in every four people across the island of Ireland has been affected at some stage of this crime. This doesn't know any boundaries. This is endemic in society. So, and my concern is, but let me just finish. My concern is the focus is now, obviously, in the past while here, this past week in particular, on Republicans. And I'm not saying that there weren't Republicans and there aren't Republicans who are perpetrators of rape and sexual abuse. But it is right endemic across society, and we now need to deal with it in that way. We need to deal with the support.
So when you, Jennifer, found out about this in 2005, who did you think was bringing the alleged abuser to justice?
Well, in 2005, I already, as I said to Maria at the time when I spoke to her, that she should talk to a counsellor. That was my first concern was her well-being, because I could see she was very traumatised.
But who did you think was going after the abuser?
Sorry?
Who did you think was going after the abuser?
The only person, the only people that needed to go after the abuser was the police and social services.
And did you tell her, did you help her go to the police?
Well, I knew. We see, she was an adult, Stephen. She disclosed this to me. She disclosed this in confidence to me. It wasn't my place to go directly to the police at that time. It was my place to try and encourage Maria to go to the police. But my first
and did you?
Well, I knew the counsellor. You see, I do have counselling experience, and I knew the first thing that a counsellor would do would be advise Maria to go to the police now. And I also knew that the counsellor, what a counsellor would be compelled to do also, would be to report it to social services, given that she was underage at the time. So that's what I done. I felt at that time that was the right thing to do. And I felt,
why would the counsellor have been compelled to report to social services?
Because counsellors, that is in their protocol, that if there is abuse admitted by, you know, as a minor, you know, someone under 18, but also if they have a concern that someone would be a danger to themselves or a danger to someone else, those are recommendations that's in those.
Yeah. For the protocol.